reconvene to June 2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is repeat offender, Mr. John T. Johnson. Colonel Rhodes.
Commissioner, Mr. John T. Johnson was summoned by Captain John Croft to appear here today at 1 p.m. to answer for violations of his probation that were imposed upon him on February 27, 2007. February 27, 2007, Mr. Johnson appeared before the commission. Ms. Stephanie Iverson gave testimony about Mr. Johnson's inconsistencies in his mandatory harvest reporting. At that time, Mr. Johnson was put on 3 months suspension of license with a 21-month probation period. And part of his probation was that he not receive any violations for violations of DMRC codes or violations of the Code of Virginia. On September 22, 2007, Mr. Johnson received two summonses from Marine Police Officer Kevin B. Croft, Unit 622. Mr. Johnson was summoned to Portsmouth General District Court for an improperly marked crab pot slash pilaf pot floats, and it's more than one. It was 15 of them, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also, and that was 28.2712 Code of Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and he did unlawfully bait pilaf pots with fish, subsection 28.2708 of the Code of Virginia. Mr. Johnson was found guilty on both charges in Portsmouth General District Court. He subsequently appealed both cases to the Circuit Court of Portsmouth. On November 30, 2007, Mr. Johnson was convicted of improperly marked crab pot pilaf pots and fined $250 in its Circuit Court of Portsmouth, and the charge of unlawfully baiting pilaf pots was null prize.
So what Mr. Johnson has hanging over his head today is the 21 months that he was on probation, correct?
Correct.
Do you have a recommendation?
Yes, sir. I recommend that we suspend all of Mr. Johnson's licenses and gear licenses until February 28, 2009. That would be the end of his probationary period.
Mr. Johnson here. I'm 5 minutes after one. Can you see if Mr. Johnson is in the hallway? Thank you.
And I did check my phone. There were no messages this morning. And also, he's not up to date on his mandatory reporting again. I just spoke to Mr. Grist, and he has not reported for February, March, and April of 2008.
I noticed in the issue section, Mr. John Johnson has been consistently out of compliance since 2002. Mr. Johnson only reports when prompted multiple times by VMRC staff. Matters before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you. Based on the history of this case, I think it would be appropriate to approve staff's recommendation. The individual's had a long history of not reporting and is still not reporting. And obviously, the violation occurred during the probationary period, so I think the staff recommendation would be appropriate.
Is there a second?
Second.
By Mr. Bowden. Further discussion?
It really bothers me when an individual knows they're in trouble and they don't take the time to come. If he wants to appear next month on his own and discuss it, maybe we'll be willing to discuss it, but for such time, I think we're going to have to go with staff recommendation on it.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anyone else have anything to come before the commission? Meeting is adjourned.